Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And, of course, dress shoes. And so when it's raining out, you have to put on your rubbers. That's what they called
them. That's it, right.
And it was these little skinny shoe-shaped things that went, and you pulled them out over and kept the shoes from getting wet.
That's 50
years
ago.
That was normal.
Right.
I know. And now he's wearing extra big size so that, I guess, he walks out of the house with these on. When he comes home, he walks outside, puts them on, and then walks around the world wherever he goes all day, and then goes home, I would think, and takes them off before he walks in the house. So that way he's not carrying anything on his shoes.
Well, what I don't understand is, like,
that's what I'm guessing.
The bulk of the people on the air at these two radio stations that were on Long Island are working from home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the two morning shows and then, like, our midday, it seems like the two, like, I guarantee you he can get him situation to where he's broadcasting from home. Like, why? If you're that uptight about it, mm-hmm. why?
That's a good question. He wears gloves, too.
I love the guy. I do. I love the guy.
Yeah. He wears gloves and booties.
He's a little wacky, but I do love him. What did he say? What did I catch you talking about? He runs his own countdowns on New Year's Eve. He's got his little...
He's got his own little, like, 10-watt radio station coming out of his apartment that, like, he plays. You know, so you can get it, like, you know, two parking lots each way. You can pick it up.
You know when you go see, like, maybe Christmas lights, and they'll tell you to change it to a radio station, mm-hmm. and you'll get the... Like, he does that.
Tune to 1640 a.m. where nobody is.
And does his own countdown.
Are he and Ted best friends?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Aluminum foil hat wearing, antenna carrying.
Put their tinfoil hats on and then drive to a mountaintop to see what radio stations they could pick up that they're not supposed to be, and then they journal it.
Yep.
I mean, Ted, not so. Exactly.
Then you put that journal on top of the pile of the other journals you have.
Right.
Okay.
And you look and say, that was an awesome vacation.
So they used to do that. Ted, not so much anymore since he's had kids.
Mm.
Although I'm sure once they get a little bit older and it's not as much of a headache to, you know.
You're like 8 and a half. I'm done bringing you up. I'm going to the mountains. I got to hear radio stations.
Like, all right. He's telling us the other day. Oh, this is great. He's not still here, is he?
Who, Ted?
Yeah, is he here now?
Ted.
The other day, he's.
Do you know if he left, Brian?
The other day, he's telling us a story about he's finally got his younger one, like, potty trained.
Oh yeah. Oh, he should tell this.
And I'm like, dude, you're not potty trained. Like, if Ted uses the urinal here, it's a mess.
Ew.
Because he stands like 15 feet away.
Does he have a big wing? What?
No, it's a whatchamacallit. I think he's got, like, the best prostate out of anybody, and he says he's got a lot of pressure. So if he stands too close to the urinal, then he gets splashback. So he stands far away, and everything's on the floor.
What about his home? What is his home like?
God only knows. Like, God only knows. But he's telling us the story. I don't want to tell it in case he's here. If he's here, he should tell a story.
And he does
about his son.
Yo, by the way, when I listened to you the other day, I had to stop and listen to Ted's traffic.
He's great.
He said Shinnecock or something.
Yeah.
good. He's still here and he's coming in.
He's coming in. Good. Yeah.
Can't wait.
So I'm like, who gave you the right to potty train anybody? Here he is.
Come on over to your microphone, special Ted.
What's up, buddy?
Look at Ted.
We were just telling the story about you. You were telling us a couple weeks ago about you finally potty training your little one. And we said you have no rights potty training anybody. Because of the mess you leave in the men's room.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's not good, dude.
But, I mean, it shouldn't be anything at all. Exactly.
Right.
No, the reason I stand that far away from the urinal is because when I go, you know, and you pee into the urinal, it, like, comes back and hits me.
Yeah.
So if I stand further away, exactly.
Right. But
just being safe.
But there's further away, and then there's 7-8 feet.
Well, when you finish, the key is when you finish.
You got to walk it in.
You got to run back into the.
But you don't walk it in.
I don't get in quick enough.
No, there's a mess all over the place. Therefore, you should not be potty training anybody. But you should tell the story of what your son does, because it's pretty funny.
Well, yeah. So we finally got him pretty much to tell us. Now he's off out of diapers for the most part.
He's 10 now. Yeah. He'll be 12 next week.
Okay, great.
He just registered to vote the other day.
And so now when he's got to go, he'll tell us, you know, mom, dad, I got to, you know, I've got to pee-pee. And he goes into the bathroom and he'll go. But when he's finished, he's excited too. He wants to be able to flush. He'll take his head and he sticks his entire head into the bowl.
Ew.
And as he's flushing, he goes, bye bye, pee pee. And he waves to it as it's going down. So I.
Only 10 son, man.
So where is he on the other side of things?
Bye bye, pee
pee. In terms of.
If he goes number two, is he doing the same thing?
Bye bye, pee pee.
After he flushes it, yeah. He'll flush it.
Is he still putting his face in it?
He sticks his head into the bowl as it's being flushed. Yeah, so he gets upset if you go to flush it for him. He
right.
wants to be
he
able to push
to
the flusher.
Okay, that's fun.
So
I get
he
that.
Flushes it. He turns around and he sticks his entire head in. Bye bye pee pee. Right. Bye bye.
That's
poop.
On number one. Bye but bye. On number two,
he'll do both. Yeah.
Oh, he does the same thing.
Yeah.
Bye bye poop.
Something he just oh, like he boy. Likes to stick his entire head into things.
I wonder where he gets it from.
So when I see him do this, you know, you try and discourage him, but at the same time, I'm also kind of laughing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you're kind of proud, aren't you?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny.
You're like, I wonder if I did that when I was two.
Yeah.
Do you make...
It's kind of comical.
As the particle spray goes into his
no
face.
No kidding.
Well, at least it's our
just,
toilet.
It's great.
Particle spray.
Do you personally make... Monica, notice he hasn't denied the mess that he makes.
Okay. He said it's not that bad.
Right. So my question to you is, who potty trains you? Like, do you make the same mess at home that you make here?
Yeah, that's
or is it because it's in a bowl and it's downward? It's not outward, it's downward.
We've talked about this. You know, I think Roger has admitted to doing this too. At home, I like to sit a lot, even when I pee. I know that that's like you're not allowed to say that if you're a guy.
Oh, God
but I'm
forbid.
Just being honest. I like to sit. I like to relax for a minute, even if I'm just peeing. And this way I don't have to worry about any of that.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's when I'm out in public, you know, when I'm here in the bathroom, mm-hmm. I don't like to use the stall unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah. I've noticed I started with it when I wake up in the middle of the night. I'd be like, I'm not standing here and. Yeah, maybe I'll just sit because I don't want to miss it. I want to just get back to bed, right?
Brett,
well, now that same...
You know where this is going, right? It's progressed.
That same theory.
That's right. They are one now.
I'm now progressed to when I'm tired, I'll do that as well.
Right.
So now it's just not when I woke up in the middle of the night, but now when I'm like, yeah, it's 10 o'clock at night before I go to bed. I'm like, oh, no. So now it's I've got sit spread. So I'll be sitting and peeing.
I'm sorry,
maybe
what?
From after
one more time.
Yeah, sit spread. Uh-huh. Probably from like 9 p.m. until I wake up. Not just at 2 or 3 in the morning when I wake up one time or whatever it is. You know.
See, I'm glad you're following the trend here. You're at home. It's easier to just. You know.
It just is.
Yeah.
There's no reason to whatever have to clean up after yourself. Take another 5 minutes. Whatever it is.
What?
Right. Yep.
What do you mean clean up after? Like,
well,
I don't.
Well,
know
you should look.
I don't know.
You're probably spraying all over the place, and you may be splashing from the pressure. You know, like Ted has this pressure problem where he's got too much pressure, and so he's probably, you know, pushing it like Niagara Falls coming down, and so the toilet water ends up and sprays. So he probably has to clean up a little bit, otherwise his wife's got to do it.
I would think
his boy's using the toilet. And it's not nice.
I would think if I'm making a mess, I would have heard about it by now.
Mm-hmm. So you have a nice, neat, little skinny stream that goes in there and doesn't splash at all? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying I don't hear a word about me leaving a mess in the bathroom. My son's a different ballgame.
Ah.
Like, I don't understand why you have such an issue where now at 9 o'clock you have to sit. Anything past 9 p.m. you have to sit.
Yeah, because I'm tired. I don't want to stand there and have to aim.
It's also more comfortable.
It's tiring. Yeah, and you take a minute, right?
Yeah.
Read a couple tweets.
Yeah.
What
it's comfortable.
Is happening in
Monica,
old
it's comfortable. Okay, thank you.
Very comfortable.
Oh my god!
You gotta remember this too. I'm just being honest. Raj is just being honest. And I think
easy.
More guys do it than will admit.
Absolutely.
I'm just admitting.
Monica, so much honesty on one show.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't take it.
Taking a dose of your own medicine there. They're just being honest, JP.
Yeah, that's right.
The one thing I used to get when I was a kid, and my older son has the issue, is the split stream.
Mm.
I don't get that anymore.
Your older son has that issue?
Yeah, like,
really?
My son, he'll go and go to sometimes, and it goes in two directions. He's like, Dad, it's a split stream.
Does he say that?
Yeah. As I told you, the term. I just get one in then.
Does he think it's like magic when the split stream happens?
Yeah, he doesn't know what, you know, he's just.
Think it's great?
Because he doesn't want to get in trouble that he's, you know.
Well.
So that's the deal.
Hey, Brett, what do you say me and you start our own thing?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Just our own radio show. I think we need to.
The guys who stand when we pee show?
Right. Yeah.
Like we're supposed to show?
Yep. Two dudes that stand mornings.
Right. All right.
Yep. Done. If you're being honest with yourselves, if you're just being honest. Yep.
Just, will you just try it?
No.
You guys have never done that at 3 in the morning when you wake up half awake and you got to pee?
I don't understand. What does the time have to do with it?
Well, the time doesn't mean anything to me. I'll do it at any time. I'll sit any time, you know.
I'd ask to do when you're in the middle of sleeping, in the middle of the night. Like, if you're sleeping for 7 hours a night or something, and say you got to get up and pee or whatever, and you're, like, half asleep, and it wakes you up and makes you have to get out of bed, that sucks.
Well, then don't retweets then, Rod. You just said you retweets while you're doing it.
No, that's between 9 and 10.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Before the full night's sleep.
You're exerting more energy by sitting. You're doing squats, basically. You're sitting down and standing up. When if you were just standing the whole time, it would use less energy.
Yeah.
And if you're tired,
open your eyes. You got to aim. You got to, you know, whatever.
Opening your eyes is a
sitting.
Is
you can't miss, Monica. You don't even understand. You've never had to do this. You don't understand,
right?
I sit all the time. It's cold though. What about in the winter when it's cold? That'll wake you up more than opening your own eyes.
No, I have a vent right by my toilet in my bathroom.
Of course you do.
You got a heat vent?
Yep. The heat's coming right through.
I got one right across from mine, too. Come think about it. Oh, that's good. So there you go. Now you know. You need heat or cool, whatever you need.
You do.
I don't want to be here anymore. I remember when the first time, it was early on, I think my mother-in-law was married. They just moved down to Florida. That's right. And we went to go visit, and she made him pee sitting down.
She made him?
Yep.
Well, that's weird.
Yep.
What's wrong with that?
He's dead now.
Oh. I bet he is.
But he probably...
Does she have him killed?
Dude, he was probably looking to take himself out for years. It had to be. But yeah, she used to make him pee sitting down like it was a thing. And I just remember sitting there going...
Like in the house all the time?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It was like
that's
a thing.
Ridiculous.
And he gave into it. I would have been like, you know what? There's certain hills worth dying for.
Yeah.
And the right to pee standing up is one of them, as far as I'm concerned.
It's the Seventh Amendment.
That would make me pee stand up if somebody else is ordering me to sit.
Could you imagine?
I'm not surprised.
He gave into it. And I liked the dude. I liked him a lot. And I'm just like, but after I got, if I'm, again,
being honest.
Right. I lost all sorts of respect for the dude. I liked him, but I was just like, dude, that's weird. You're too much of a pussy to fight for yourself for the way you get to go to the bathroom as a grown-ass man, sorry.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
You know, it's weird we never talked about it. I don't even know if Susan knows that I'll sit to pee just to not make a mess or whatever. I don't even know if she knows. It's not like it ever came up in conversation.
Really?
I can message her if you want.
Yeah, we'll tell her.
Well,
bring her into the loop.
Yep.
Yeah. I think she'd much rather hear it come from me.
Yeah, no, no, I think that'd be great. Yeah,
that's funny.
So I don't even think she realizes it. I have to let her know how considerate. It's really consideration. That's really what it is. You don't want to make a mess for yourself. That's the selfish part. The other part is consideration for other people in the house.
I don't do it in other people's houses either. Like if I go to somebody else's house, like if I went to your house.
Yeah, if you go to somebody else's house, you'll leave a mess all over.
I would stand.
Like you do here. You don't give a crap here.
I would just stand.
Joe is on line one. Hey, Joe.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Monica. How are you?
What's up? Say hi to Special Ted. He's right there.
Good morning.
He said gentleman.
Oh,
that's true.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Special spotlight.
All right. So I got scared into sitting down and peeing in the middle of the night.
Okay, how'd that happen?
Scared sitting.
All right. So I'm at my wife's family's, you know, Christmas party or whatever, and her uncle came up to me and said that when he was going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, he literally passed out and slammed his head into the bathroom tub.
Oh.
Because I guess relieving yourself, the pressure, the blood flow, somehow he passed out.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm not laughing. I'm just trying to picture it.
I am.
It's okay to laugh.
I'm just picturing it.
That scared me so bad. Now, in the middle of the night, that's the only thing I can think of if I have to go to the bathroom. I got to sit down.
You don't want to change the pressure in your body too quickly with that sudden release of liquid, therefore making you pass out from the lack of oxygen to your brain. Therefore, the uncle scared you into being sitting down.
I've never heard that. You can have that happen, though, if you're saying, like, my father-in-law had a lady friend who was so bombed And she went into his bathroom, and she was sitting on the toilet, and she fell over, passed out into his bathtub.
Into his bathtub.
Yep. He thought that she was going to crack her head open, and thankfully he went in, and she was just, she was out.
She was passed out with her pants around her ankles.
From the alcohol, yeah.
Monica. Thanks for the call, Joe. Monica, let me ask you a question.
And that was sitting down.
You're dating a dude. Everything is cool. You like him, right? You find out he pees sitting down. Does it change the game a little bit?
No, just because my ex peed when he sat down all the time.
There you go.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
See? He might be the godfather of all of this.
Brent, I don't know about you.
Are you serious?
I am currently feeling like the last of a dying breed.
Yeah. I feel good about myself.
Yeah, me too.
It's like you guys and horses who still pee standing up. Nobody else.
I feel like I know. I need to take this tradition all the way to the finish line.
Monica,
and have him put it on my tombstone.
That's right.
Your ex-husband was a trailblazer.
Homeboy Pete standing up the whole time.
It's Columbus, Vasco da Gama, Lewis and Clark, and Monica's ex. That's the kind of trailblazing we need.
Yeah, but then you got to remember how that guy masturbated.
Yeah.
He kneeled down in the shower.
I thought that was normal. I don't know. I thought it was normal. I don't have one of those things.
Yeah, Ted's actually smoke coming out of Ted's ears now.
Kneel down in the
new
shower.
Idea, huh?
That's interesting.
No.
That's interesting.
Ted's going to call in sick tomorrow.
Then you got to worry about whether or not you can get up.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
No. Oh, man.
Well, special Ted, it's always nice to have you stop in and visit with, you,
with
all of us.
With Ted here, we have two questions on the Roger and JP Facebook page.
Okay.
They want to know about the pizza bet that Ted and I had, if that was paid off.
Oh.
And also about the earwax tool camera that JP mentioned the other day.
Oh, my goodness.
His opinion on that.
Mm. All right. Well, stay another couple minutes?
Yeah, let's break and we'll come back and we'll get to those.
All right, we'll take a break now.
That and so much more pressing information.
It's exciting.
Being while sitting, earwax. I mean, what else could you ask for? This is headline news stuff. Special Ted in the studio for just a couple more minutes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.